Oh, it's enough to drive a man to drink. I hire a talent, then you insult him.
Well, Shakes, I didn't know who he was. I thought he
thought. Why, you don't even know the meaning of the word.
Hello, hello.
We ought to kill the coat there, Robinson, and get a number.
Oh, dear. Town Center, 123.
Well, I can hardly talk English. You hardly expect me to.
Hello, Town Center Hotel. I'd like to speak to Senor Meese. Yes. But when? Oh, dear. Well, all right.
What did he say?
He isn't there. He checked out about 10 minutes ago.
Oh, shucks. I didn't suppose he was so good anyhow.
He wasn't so good. Why, he's one of the finest musicians in the world. He used to be Caruso's right-hand man.
Well, you're all well, Robertson.
Well, I'm not well.
Oh, yes, you are. Caruso's right-hand man was in Friday.
Oh, he wasn't.
Well, he just certainly was. I read the book myself.
Never mind. That's quite beside the point. I might be able to snatch him at the stage depot. I'm going over there. And now listen, and see if you can get this. I put an ad in the city papers for an officer leader, and
What, Robertson?
A leader. If anyone comes in, tell him to wait till I return.
Oh, yes, I will, Robertson.
I'll be right back.
Yes, well, I was here. Great to be here, too. Yes, just a second. Wait a minute. Hello. Well, say, look here, Ed Peters. You get down the store here. Oh, I don't give a damn about your knee. Shucks. Well, get here as soon as you can. Yes, and while you're waiting, you'll be studying your part in that play Professor Thistlethwaite for our big broadcast. Yes, well, never mind that. Let's wait a second, and I'll get it and tell you what you're supposed to say. Hello? Yes, here it is. You better get a pencil and write it down. You ready? Now get this and get it straight, Mr. Gash. We ain't going to hold you much longer. You got that? So that $50,000 is in my hands in 1 week. It's curtains for you. I said curtains. Yes. All right. Oh, I didn't see you come in.
Oh, you seem very busy on the telephone.
Yes, you're talking to the partner.
Mr. Peters?
Well, yes, you know him?
Where is he?
Is he home?
Oh, no, he's not. I called at his house less than a half hour ago. He said he was at the store.
Well, the truth is, he didn't need a place. He's just about the twist in between, as you might say. You see, he's got a bad knee, and he stopped in at the corner center garage to rest.
Oh, he did, eh?
Yes. You see, when he was in New York, he sort of caught cold in his knee.
Oh, he's been in New York, huh?
Yep, just got back.
When was he there? Last week?
Yep.
When was you there with him?
Well, yes. You see, he went on ahead, and then I went after him.
Uh-huh. How? By train?
No, he drove. There's something I can do for you, Mr.
Smith, the name. Smith.
Well, I'm right glad to know you, Mr. Smith. What was you wanted now?
Oh, nothing. Nothing at all. I was just passing through and I dropped in to see what was doing.
Well, she's looking for work, huh?
Yeah.
Yes, I sort of thought that was it. I reckon you're a leader, huh?
Yeah, that's it. I'm a leader.
Yes, well, the fellow for you to see is Robertson Dunn. He just stepped out a minute ago. Wait, then I'll see if I can catch him.
Oh, don't bother. Don't bother.
I'll get him good for you.
Well, I cannot beat that. Home number 732W. Hello. Henry? This is Riley. Now listen, because I got to talk fast. I've located Walter Guest. Now, wait a minute. Wait 10 minutes and I'll tell you everything. I don't know where he is. They've got him in prison someplace. I heard this guy Winterbottom talking to him on the phone. Yeah. And listen, both Winterbottom and Peters were in New York the day Guest disappeared. I tell you, that's straight. Now, I'll keep an eye on Winterbottom and you shadow Peters. Yeah. You'll find him at the Comm Center garage. Don't let him out of your sight. There's another guy mixed up in this, too. His name's Robertson Dunn, and I gotta hang up. Here comes somebody.
He's
there
just a minute, Mr. Smith,
and he's
out snatching the fellow now.
What? Snatching the guy?
Yes, we had him once, but he got away from us. But I reckon Robertson will get him all right.
Well,
of course, if he don't, it don't make much difference. He's only a $200 fellow.
Yeah, I see. $200 ain't so much, huh?
No, not the best. We got one woman for $500.
Say, listen, I kind of like you. I think you and me could hit it off swell. How's to let me in on the racket?
Racket?
Yeah, racket.
Oh, you mean what's coming off next week?
Yeah. Oh. That's what I mean. I might be able to help you guys a lot. Say, listen, what would you say if I could get Walter Guest for you?
Well, I don't know, Mr. Smith. That wouldn't be so good. You see, Professor Thistlewaite's already got him.
What?
Yes.
You say this guy Thistlewaite... who's Thistlewaite? Is he in with you?
Yep. He's a fellow that worked out this water gas business.
Oh, I get it. The brains, huh?
Yep, that's it. He's one of the brainiest fellows in Corn Center.
Well, what about taking me in with you anyhow? I can...
Just a second. did you get him, Robertson?
No, he got away.
Oh, dear.
Well, I guess we can get someone else. And the next one we do get, I think I'll lock him in the cellar or someplace till we're ready.
Robertson, this is Mr. Smith. He wants to come in with us.
Yeah, this looks like a good thing to me.
It's going to be one of the biggest things of its kind in the country. I've just started, but before I'm through, we'll have at least 100 people.
Mr. Smith's a leader, Robertson, ain't you, Mr. Smith?
Oh, sure.
Did you have your own group?
Why, certainly. I had my own gang for years.
Well, what became of them?
Oh, one thing and another. You know how it is.
Well, if we should give you the job as leader, we'd expect you to get some big men. We don't want any second raters.
That's me, boss. That's me. I can get the biggest men in the country.
Well, how are you at making arrangements?
Well, you mean like a go-between?
I mean arrangements. You know what arrangements are. Oh, for goodness sake, don't you?
Oh, yes. Sure, arrangements. Yeah. I'll make all the arrangements.
Well, we'll give you a trial.
Yes, we'll try you out, Mr. Smith.
And see what you can do with Kathleen Mavourney.
What'd you say the name was?
Kathleen Mavourney. See what you can do and come in tomorrow.
Okay, Chief. By this time tomorrow, I'll have all the arrangements. All made.
Yeah. All right, well, come on in. I'll go over them with you. That's all for today.
Okay. See you tomorrow.
Yes, who's in? Robertson, whereabouts in the program are we going to put this on?
Put what on?
This here play by Professor Thistlewaite.
Play? We're not going to put on a play.
I already told Professor Thistlewaite we would. You see, it's about this fellow Walter Guest that disappeared. And me and Webb's going to be in it.
Well, if Professor Thistlewaite wished to write something for the program, why didn't he see me? Let me look at it.
Oh,
this is very childish.
It's what?
Childish.
Well, maybe we could put it on for the kiddies hour. You know, there's nothing like a good murder story for the kids.
We're not going to put it on at all.
Oh, yes, but Robertson, I already told Professor Thistlewaite we would. And besides, that's the only thing that me and Ed can do is that.
Well, you're certainly not going to act on this program.
I don't see why not. I guess it's our radio station, ain't it?
That hasn't anything to do with it. I'm running this broadcast, and you and Mr. Peters are not going to be in on it.
Oh, is that so?
Yes, that's so. And after this, you keep entirely out of it.
You just got another think of coming, Robertson Dunn. I've just been waiting for Ed to get back to break a little news to you, shine it. The bad doomed if I'm going to wait. I'm going to tell you right now, you're fired. I'll pay you the money we owe you, and you can get out, bag and baggage. I ain't going to stand for no more of your kind.
Oh, no, I won't get out, and you're not going to fire me.
Well, I'd like to know why I ain't. I'm going to
Instead
fire you.
Instead of you, you're going to give me a raise to $250 a week.
What? What? You were...
I'm no fool. I know where you got this radio equipment. I saw that bill of sale. You stole it.
What?
Yes, you stole it. This equipment was being shipped to radio station WART, and you stole it. And if you want me to keep my mouth shut, you'd better give me that raise. Now, I'm going across the street for lunch now, so just take it over.
Oh, now we're out of here.